Welcome to the Voices from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour on KPFK 90.7 in Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara. My name is Damon Azali, and I'm here with my co-host, Eric Mann. Today, in honor of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, we have an excerpt from Martin Luther King Jr.'s Beyond Vietnam speech, in which he talks about the role the U.S. played during Vietnam. Very, very similar to the role U.S. is playing today. You just got to change a couple names of countries around. For our second segment, we'll hear a commentary from our very own Eric Mann titled, Some Things You Don't Know About Martin Luther King. He actually has a bunch of things here, so you guys should get out your pen and paper, pull off to the side of the road. Then we're in for a little crowd participation. We'll be talking to listeners about their thoughts on Eric's commentary as well as Martin Luther King. And finally, we're going to wrap up the show with an update from Stephanie Fauché of Death Penalty Focus, who was on last week talking about the case of Donald Beardsley. Donald Beardsley is on California's death row, and his execution is scheduled for Wednesday, 12:01 a.m. That's in about 30 hours, and she's going to tell us how we can attempt to stop this. So we're going to go into a excerpt from a speech from Martin Luther King called Beyond Vietnam.
This is the role our nation has taken, the role of those who make peaceful revolutions impossible by refusing to give up the privileges and the pleasures that comes from the immense profits of overseas investments. Now, I'm convinced that if we are to get on the right side of the world revolution, we as a nation must undergo a radical revolution of values. We must rapidly begin to shift from a thing-oriented society to a person-oriented society when machines and computers, profit motives, and property rights are considered more important than people. The giant triplets of racism, militarism, and economic exploitation are incapable of being conquered. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our present policies. On the one hand, we are called to play the Good Samaritan on life's roadside, but that will be only an initial act. One day we must come to see that the whole Jericho Road must be changed so that men and women will not be constantly beaten and robbed as they make their journey on life's highway. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. A true revolution of values will soon look uneasily on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth. With righteous indignation, it will look across the seas and see individual capitalists of the West investing huge sums of money in Asia, Africa, and South America, only to take the profits out with no concern for the social betterment of the countries and say this is not just. It will look at our alliance with the landed gentry of Latin America and say this is not just. The Western arrogance of feeling that it has everything to teach others and nothing to learn from them is not just. A true revolution of values will lay hands on the world order and say of war, this way of settling differences is not just. This business of burning human beings with napalm, of filling our nation's homes and with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate into the veins of peoples normally humane, of sending men home from dark and bloody battlefields, physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, cannot be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death. Oh, my friends, if that is any one thing that we must see today, is that these are revolutionary times. All over the globe, men are revolting against old systems of exploitation and oppression. And out of the wounds of a frail world, new systems of justice and equality are being born. The shirtless and barefoot people of the land are rising up as never before. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. They are saying unconsciously, as we say in one of our freedom songs, ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. And it is a sad fact that because of comfort complacency, a morbid fear of communism, our proneness to adjust to injustice, the Western nations that initiated so much of the revolutionary spirit of the modern world have now become the arch anti-revolutionaries. And this has driven many to feel that only Marxism has the revolutionary spirit. Therefore, communism is a judgment against our failure to make democracy real and follow through on the revolutions that we initiated. Our only hope today lies in our ability to recapture the revolutionary spirit and go out into a sometimes hostile world, declaring eternal hostility to poverty, racism, and militarism. With this powerful commitment, we shall boldly challenge the status quo. We shall boldly challenge unjust mores, and thereby speed up the day when every valley shall be exalted and every...
You're back with Voices from the Front Lines on KPFK 90.7 Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara. We just heard a about 5-minute clip of Martin Luther King Jr.'s Beyond Vietnam speech, and wanted to let y'all know if you wanted to hear the whole entire speech from 7 to 9, there's going to be a special on KPFK, and so y'all should tune back in and check it out.